The first of two Mars missions is set for launch tomorrow from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Later this month, the second mission will lift off, and if all goes well, the two spacecraft will land on the surface of the Red Planet in January. The $80 million ventures are part of an international fleet of spacecraft headed for Mars, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Every 2 years or so, Mars and the Earth are in just the right positions to make it possible to send a spacecraft from here to there. Now is that golden time. Mars Exploration Rover A, or MER-A as it's known, and its twin MER-B have the same task once they arrive: figure out what happened to the water on Mars. Catherine Weitz is Mars program scientist for NASA. She says although Mars is pretty dry today, there are geologic features that look for all the world like they were made by water. Take Gusev Crater, the landing site for MER-A. Weitz says scientists believe the crater once held a giant lake.
So the question we want to know is, when we go into this crater, how big was that lake, how long did that lake last, and could it have supported life in the past?
The coffee table-sized rover will tour the crater on its six articulated wheels. Mounted on a stalk is a stereo camera. There's also a robotic arm with a RAT, the rock abrasion tool. White says the RAT will drill away the outer grunge covering rocks and then use a microscope and other tools to see what's underneath.
So we're going to use all these instruments to try and understand what was the water activity at the landing sites. Was it persistent? Could the temperatures have been warmer and wetter, which should have made it more habitable for life in the past?
White says MER-A's twin, MER-B, is going to a place near the Martian equator called Meridiani Planum, where a satellite in orbit around Mars detected crystalline hematite.
And we know on Earth that typically we find this crystalline hematite in association with liquid water processes. And so the thought is that by going to this landing site in Meridiani, we'll be able to understand how did that mineral form? What other minerals can we find that would have supported that there was water once flowing through this area?
A European Space Agency mission called Mars Express launched earlier this week. It's also looking at where the water went. Computer models estimate that some of the water on Mars simply evaporated and was carried into space by the solar wind. David Winningham with the Southwest Research Institute has an instrument on board Mars Express that will measure the remnants of water coming from the Martian atmosphere today.
And with those present-day measurements and models, one can project backwards in time over the evolution of Mars and try to evaluate the fraction of the Martian atmosphere and water that's been lost to space.
In addition to the orbiter, Mars Express also carries a probe called Beagle 2 that will land on Mars December 25th. Getting to Mars is not exactly easy. Three of the last six missions have failed. Winningham says scientists are tempted to blame forces beyond their control.
There's a joke among people that it's a great galactic ghoul that is out there, much like the Bermuda Triangle, eating up and making things disappear.
The ghoul may have already struck. A Japanese Mars probe called Nozomi launched in 1998 but went off course. Engineers got it going in the right direction, but then a solar flare knocked out some key electrical systems. Nozomi may make it to Mars this December, but it may not work once it gets there. NASA and the Europeans are hoping the ghoul won't get them. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
To see photos of Mars and learn more about the exploration project, see our website, npr.org.